This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, February 11th, 2020. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Tuesday, that can mean one thing. Dwayne Long and I are on the air. It's gray outside. We're relatively tired, and it's cold. Dwayne, how goes it?
Well, you pretty much just summed it up there. That takes care of it. It's Ohio in the winter, and
I know people are sick of that. I am right down the road from Cincinnati. That is the home of Luke Fickell. It will continue to be a very interesting development. I think a lot of people thought Luke Fickell was going to Michigan State to replace Mark D'Antonio, technically, I would say, his mentor when he was at Ohio State, the guy who got him hooked up and going in the coaching profession in the first place. Luke Fickell turns the job down. What are your thoughts on that? Michigan State feels very dumpster fire-ish right now. What do you think this means to Ohio State recruiting with Cincinnati and Michigan State and the whole kit and caboodle?
Well, I think that it definitely improves Cincinnati's situation because Luke Fickell was always a monster on the recruiting trail to begin with. He's an Ohio guy, played at Ohio State, and he just improved his situation with Ohio kids. And obviously Cincinnati is going to be mostly Ohio kids. Michigan State, I mean, they missed. The one that kills me is this report that they tried to get Mike Vrabel. Why would Vrabel leave a quality NFL job? I mean, one where he's winning, he's winning playoff games, to go to Michigan State. Not even Ohio State, Michigan State. So that was crazy. And now Fickell's done turned him down. It's got to be, you have to wonder, is it just how much that mess that's coming out, what kind of impact is it going to have? He turned it down relatively quickly when you think about it. Maybe they didn't give him a lot of time to, like, look, we need an answer. I don't know. I'm just saying that I don't know why they would rush him this time of year. Recruiting is, we just had National Signing Day, if we can still call it that. But, they had time, and he just says no. And Narduzzi at Pitt said no as soon as the job opened up. So they got a mess over there. Dan, this is not good. It's not really good for the Big Ten, but Michigan State could be just a also-ran for an indefinite period of time here. They, you wonder what happened. Did D'Antonio just say, I don't want to deal with all this? I'm too old. I thought Michigan State, the product, was slipping little by little every year anyway. He just was not getting those recruits that, the diamonds in the rough that he had become famous for, pulling out of Ohio. And he had stopped getting those guys. He had no quarterback. His running attack was average at best. He was still putting out good defenses, but that's all. He was not going to win a lot of football games with the brand of football he was putting on the field offensively. It had started to slip. So did he just say, there's going to be some kind of sanctions here. To hell with this. I'm not going to ball games anymore. That's going to impact recruiting. The product's going to go down even more. Bye. Or did they say, look, we got to start over. You got to go. We don't know. They've made some really bad decisions. Someone pointed it out on the board yesterday that just the number of mistakes the powers that be up there have made, and they've done laid another egg here. They need to get a guy in there now. I wouldn't be surprised if they go back to somebody were like, oh, didn't he used to coach at Michigan State? You know, some of the former assistant, just to try to get the boat steadied, somebody who really would want the job no matter what, and, you know, get through this situation, try to put all this in and be in the rearview mirror, and then try to go out and find a coach. But they're going to have to throw out some money, too. That's another thing. We'll see. It's just a mess. Wow, is that a mess.
This has not been a great run for Michigan State PR-wise over the last few years. Obviously, we know about the issues they had with the women's gymnastics, et cetera. That's just an absolute black eye on the university. Then you take into account the D'Antonio situation. Here's what I kind of find interesting. One, Luke Fickell has actually contributed to Michigan State, I would say, downturn in recruiting, partially because the kids in Ohio who used to be very close to an Ohio State offer, if they didn't get it, they would most likely go to Michigan State. I can give you a perfect example. The best player in Dayton this year was Sammy Anderson, defensive back from Trotwood. He came down to Michigan State, Pitt, and Cincinnati and chose Cincinnati. I can just speak for the Gem City. Cincinnati has a very strong hold here now, and Michigan State I don't think is any longer sexy enough to just come in and trump something that's right down the road with Fickell and Marcus Freeman in charge. Secondly, I do find it kind of ironic that Mark D'Antonio, you know, one of the prime Trestleites to go on and have some success, is going to end up going down for a lot of the same reasons Jim Tressel did. And that Tressel was very close to getting the championship and to get over the top, you know, started recruiting guys like Terrell Pryor, and I think was eventually his downfall, in combination with keeping too many of his buddies on staff. And D'Antonio has essentially done the same thing. I'm not sure exactly what happened with Curtis Blackwell, but they tried to amp up their recruiting when they were just getting close enough to compete with Ohio State and get that playoff berth against Alabama and get over the top. And that deal he made has ended up taking him out. So it's just very interesting that D'Antonio and Tressel are essentially going out for similar reasons. All right, we're going to talk about something a little more positive, and that is Ohio State trying to take over the state of Washington in recruiting. It's huge in 2021. We'll be right back to chat about it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dwayne, the state of Washington was very good to Ohio State in the class of 2020 cycle, producing D. Scott, fantastic wide receiver from Eastside Catholic. Now, three of the top 11 players in the 2021 cycle are from the state of Washington, the Seattle area, which is absolutely not a normal thing. They are not recruiting the number 11 guy, Sam Heward. Yes, a Heward. We're not sure if he's a Damon or a Brock, but he's a Heward, and that's royalty out there. The names you do know, Emeka Egbuka, best wide receiver in the country, and JT Tuamalo, arguably the best defensive tackle in the country. 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting Steve Wiltfong did his way too early predictions for the uncommitted 2021 studs. He predicted Tuamalo to Ohio State. He predicted Egbuka to Ohio State. Your thoughts on what that would mean and Ohio State's venture into grunge land?
Well, you have to go back and to me, Egbuka is the best player in the country. You know, he's listed. You're not seeing him in with the wide receivers. He's listed as a athlete in the 247 database. He's special. He could be He's a very Marshawn Lattimore-like player, Buckeye Nation. I thought Marshawn Lattimore, I would have put him on offense simply to get the production out of him. You know, he was just such a great two-way player. We hear about two-way players, and usually when I look at him, I'm like, no, he's better on this side of the ball or that side of the ball. Marshawn Lattimore was not. He could have gone either side. And you can Egbuka could too. He's an outstanding defensive back. So, and I don't think we should rule that out with him because the as good as he is, the wide receiver room here is he's going to run into some equals there. At cornerback, by the time he arrives, Sean Wade will be gone. He could be a guy that is in the lineup. I mean, at least in the two deep. Right away at cornerback. He's spectacular on either side of the ball. I just don't think the defensive back room is going to be as thick as the wide receiver room when he arrives. So keep that in mind that, you know, you want a guy that's that explosive on the offensive side, but he may be more needed on the defensive side of the ball, and he's going to be just as good. Tuimalo, they say, arguably the best defensive tackle in the country. I just watched the film yesterday. He is the best defensive tackle in the country. This guy, he chases people to the sidelines from a defensive tackle spot. Just huge athletic kid that, you know, is just naturally. He's like 270 right now, and he's just sleek and lean. Looks actually like a defensive end. He's just a great-looking athlete. So if we could pull those two out of there, that would be a major coup. I mean, you know, it's not like we're fighting with Washington over players regularly. It would just be the fact that getting two of the best in the country, the best individually at their positions, that would be huge. That's recruiting on another level.
To bring those two guys out of the West, let's just be thankful that USC is down. I'd be way more concerned if they were up, but they aren't. Hope you enjoyed a little quick show for us today. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.